The British Chancellor of the Exchequer has unveiled the annual budget amid widespread opposition to austerity measures. George Osborne delivered his austerity budget plan to lawmakers in Parliament. The plan includes unpopular tax hikes and spending cuts that are meant to save £2.5 billion. Osborne has warned that the country will face tough economic problems unless borrowing is reduced. Speaking to lawmakers, he also lowered his growth forecast for this year to 0.6%. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has backed the measures as the only way forward. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of civil servants and public sector workers have walked off their jobs in opposition to the new budget. Many other anti-austerity protesters gathered outside Parliament as Osborne delivered his speech. Robert Ulls, the director of the Burgess Group, who joins us from London. Robert Ulls, we're looking at what the IMF chief said back in January, Olivier Blanchard, that austerity is not the way to go and it's better for you to move on to Plan B, in reference to George Osborne. Why is George Osborne insistent on this austerity-driven budget?
George Osborne has painted himself into a corner. He's continually argued that the tax rises and, of course, spending cuts are the only way forward. And, of course, he's invested so much of his own political capital in that to change policy, even though the economic data clearly indicates there must be an economic change of policy. There must be a process of stimulating economic growth in the UK. That's quite clear now, but he has invested so much political capital in his way that to reverse would, of course, mean that he'd suffer a great deal of embarrassment. But that's a great shame, because at the moment, for the first time in quite some time, we've had unemployment rising at the same day Osborne has delivered his budget. And of course, the growth forecasts have been cut yet again, and public borrowing is going up still, which shows that his actual policy, which doesn't include any stimulus to the economy, isn't working. We've seen the limits of monetary policy. There needs to be some fiscal intervention to stimulate economic growth. There needs to be greater spending on infrastructure. There needs to be targeted tax cuts to give people more money in their pockets where they can then spend. Because at the moment, people are really suffering. Wages have not increased, and yet there's still some inflation within Britain, which just means the cost of living is rising and people are effectively getting poorer.
Thank you very much. Robert Ulls, director of the Burgess Group there from London. Thank you.